Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear 21st century songs. These art songs are being written in our own era, and the composers you will hear are living, active ones. We'll begin with Oliver Kaplan of Massachusetts, whose Connect All, We All Connect is for soprano, horn, and piano. The composer writes, "This song explores the interconnectedness of people in today's world." Mr. Kaplan continues, "The text by master palindromist Barry Duncan unfolds through a series of 5 letter-by-letter palindromes interspersed with longer word-by-word palindromes. The music interplays with the text by incorporating palindromic elements of melody, harmony, and form. As the music passes its midpoint, sections reverse."
Thank you.
that was Connect All, We All Connect, written by Oliver Kaplan in 2015, with Kelly Hollis, soprano, Anne Howarth, horn, and Julia Carey, piano. I always enjoy hearing an ensemble that's different from the expected voice and piano. You're listening to the 21st century edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's hear a fun art song written by Dan Lazarescu of Texas. In 2010, he wrote The Walrus and the Carpenter for his three daughters. Mr. Lazarescu writes, "I chose Lewis Carroll's poems mainly because they are dedicated to children in a way to which my wife Laura and I deeply relate."
But never a word he said. many things of shoes and ships and sealing wax of cabbages and cakes. And why the sea is boiling hot and where the pigs have wings. Pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cry before we have our chat. For some of us are out of breath and all of us are fat. No worry, said the commander. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, a warm sin, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides what very good can be. Now if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not on us, the oysters cry, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do.
After we brought them out so far and made them trot so quick, the carpenter said nothing but thought but a sweat to thick. I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size.
The Walrus and the Carpenter by Dan Lazarescu. The singer was Christian Roberts and the pianist Charlene Bell. Ryan Holmesy is the next composer whose music we'll sample. And I'm sad to say sample because, like many of the submissions, there's a song cycle to deal with that's just too long for our program. Mr. Holmesy is lecturer of music at Purchase College's Conservatory of Music, State University of New York. Of his 5 Russian poems written between 2009 and 2017, he writes as follows. It is a cycle of songs that tells the story of a fraught romantic relationship using texts by 2 of Russia's most renowned 20th century poets, Alexander Blok and Anna Akhmatova, who are rumored to have had a real-life love affair. In my setting of To Anna Akhmatova, I obscured the sonorities through rhythmic displacement between the right and left hands in an effort to suggest the 2 conflicting worlds in Blok's love poem. Finally, an Akhmatova poem, We Do Not Know How to Say Goodbye, moves at the mournful pace of a couple's stroll and reflects on a series of imagined scenes underscored by a broken meter and rippling polyrhythms that press time persistently forward.
I send you a rose in a glass of champagne while the gypsies played. As the gypsies do, then you turned to the man you were with and said, you see his eyes, he's in love with me too. That night you I've had too much of, and the gypsies sing there, kept jangling her bracelets and singing of love and of love and of love. It is done.
whorehouse. Let's go into the graveyard. There you will pick up a stick and lightly trace in the trodden snow we crowd.
Two of the five Russian poems composed by Ryan Holmsey, with baritone Kelvin Chan and pianist Justina Skocek. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this time celebrating living art song composers' works. Based in the Twin Cities, the next composer, Victoria Malawi, teaches music theory, composition, and gender and music at McAllister College in St. Paul. She's written a song cycle for soprano, violin, and double bass called Women Who Kill. Miss Malawi writes that she first became aware of the American murder ballad tradition in 2017. We'll hear two of the four movements. The first, called The Masculine, Malawi explains. This refers to lesbians who were suspected of committing murder at the turn of the century. My song attempts to give voice to the troubled but also misunderstood Alice Mitchell, who murdered her lover, Frieda Ward, who had rejected her in 1892. The texts I set are taken from letters they wrote to one another and from Mitchell's testimony in court. Then we'll hear the last song from the cycle. Again, composer Malawi writes about the song called The Witch. It's a woman who is said to have killed someone through mysterious or unexplainable methods and is the suspected murderer of a disabled woman. The text I have set is taken from a compilation of lines from newspaper stories with emphasis on reported quotations.
If it's not withered by dead spiders clung to the interior walls.
We've heard two of the five songs that make up Victoria Malawi's song cycle, Women Who Kill. The soprano was Bethany Pataforano, the violinist Elizabeth York, and Liz Draper played double bass. Donald Skirvin writes from Seattle, Washington. Here is my recently composed work for baritone and piano, Through Love's Eyes. This piece explores Shakespeare's varied commentary about love in four of his plays.
Blind. but love is blind and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that themselves commit. For when would you, my liege, or you, in leaden contemplation have found out such fiery numbers as the prompting eyes or beauty's tutors have enriched
Through Love's Eyes was written by Donal Skirvin and performed by bass baritone J. Scott Kovacs and J. C. Rosendahl, piano. From Westchester University in Pennsylvania, the following composer, Mark Rimple, wrote, "I am a composer-performer with a keen interest in vocal music and have written several short song cycles that may be of interest to you for your program. One of them is for countertenor and piano." From Rimple's set of five songs, we'll hear Tristesse, Sadness, and La Musique.
Où sang vibrer en moi toutes les passions d'un vaisseau qui souffre.
You've enjoyed countertenor Drew Minter with David Alfer piano in two songs from Mark Rimple's Five Songs on Romantic Texts. Art Songs of the 21st Century is the title of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. The final composer we'll hear is Tianyi Wang, who was born in China. His music has been performed around the world, and Mr. Wang is also a noted pianist who currently lives in Boston, where he's studying at the New England Conservatory. We'll hear Wang's To the Rising Full Moon, written in 2016. It uses an English translation of Goethe's poem Dem aufgehenden Vollmond. Listen for the soft ending.
Thank you.
That was To the Rising Full Moon by Tianyi Wang. The composer played piano, and the soprano for whom he wrote it, Stephanie Hollenberg, sang. You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to enjoy the art song being written in our own time. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.